All right, welcome back. Second segment, who's talking? We've got Terry Gates in studio. One programming note, our good friend Dan Bonner actually is traveling to what state?
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah, he's not happy. I think he was hoping to travel tomorrow, not today. So they raced him out there to try to beat all these bad storms that the weather people are getting all excited about. And in his place, we've got probably the ultimate sub in Barry Parkhill joining us in about 10 minutes. So let's talk about the UNC Wilmington Seahawks. And they've got some guys that like to light it up from downtown. It looks like C.J. Bryce averaged 17.6 points a game, and he shot not quite 34% from three. Chris Flemings was the expected star of the team, and he still was the number two scorer with 15.8 points a game. And Denzel Ingram scored 14.5 points a game, and he shot about 36% from three-point.
There, it sounds like they're a guard-oriented team.
Right. They got three guys that all shoot from downtown, and they all shoot somewhere between 33 to 36% from deep. So,
which, from a matchup standpoint, we're going to have to go small whether we want to or not.
Why? But why should we dictate? Why don't Virginia dictate to them?
Well, because we can't change on the fly. I've been advocating that rule change like hockey, but
just run the big man in the floor.
But at any rate, the one thing clearly that we've discovered in the last couple of weeks is we got to defend people to have a chance to win. We got to just have shutdown defense.
Well, you know,
like
weird.
We did against Carolina.
North Carolina. What, Haba, what was that all about? You know, that looked like
the North Carolina game we won?
It looked like we had five Malcolm Brogdons on the floor.
Well, almost looked like we had more guys on the floor, more than five.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when we're defending well, we're swarming around the basketball.
Yeah, and I would say, to go back to the Notre Dame game, but I would say Notre Dame has a tougher bunch of kids than Carolina does. Carolina's big, but they're not big and nasty.
Yeah.
You know, and I think Notre Dame had a purpose. I think we need to go out there with a purpose.
Notre Dame has skilled people, and they're also well-coached.
Yeah.
They're
smart.
Yeah,
they know how to spread the floor.
But you know what? They spit the bit against Duke.
Duke is really good.
Yeah.
It came down to a Jones three inside the last minute. I mean, it was a one-point game. And Matt Jones knocked down that three.
That's not the game I saw. I'm talking about Duke and North Carolina in the semis.
Oh,
I thought
you were talking about Notre Dame.
In that game, as far as I'm concerned, that's when essentially Duke won the ACC tournament because they stood up and they said, we don't care if you're the number one seed. And they just took it to them. And they controlled that last 12, 14 minutes of clock. And it carried over into the next game. And Tatum, nobody has an answer for that guy.
No, he's just a superb player. And,
get the flu.
There's a reason why Duke was the preseason number one team. They have unbelievable talent. And, they had guys hurt this year. And they, Allen had problems
for one reason or the other.
Yeah. All of a sudden, Duke is, peaking at the right time.
But you don't think that Kennard, that did not help him when he was having to have the way the offense on his shoulders, he knows how to get shots off, decent shots off. So that can be a development process. It's not always bad.
And so you're right. I mean, it probably helped Duke long term that he had the opportunity to develop the way he did. And now all of a sudden you put everybody else back in a lineup with their talent level, they can be.
It's my understanding we've got Ben is on the line. He's in Chesterfield. Ben, have you got a question for Terry or Haba or myself?
I was just going to say, you mentioned having Barry Parkhill.
Yes.
And I was going to say real quick that I'm 65, and I went to the Tech game at JPJ, and I never met him, but I rooted for him. I went to Emory Henry undergrad. And anyway, he comes strolling through the concourse, and I said, you're my hero, because he's the same age as I am. and he kept telling me, you're not that old. I said, yes, I am. But, man, I love me some Barry Parkhill, I tell you.
Well, Virginia could use Barry Parkhill, couldn't they, Haba?
Yes. Yeah, he was.
I just want to ask you guys one thing real quick.
Go ahead.
Is it possible, I mean, I love Virginia, I bleed orange and blue, that you can speed up on offense? I'm not saying, run them down the floor, but I am saying pass crisper, harder cuts, and you make them work and work and work, and you just find a good shot. But you, no standing around. And I'll let you guys respond. Thanks. Yeah,
that's a really good point, because if you remember Joe Harris a couple of years ago when he was trying to get the ball, he was cutting hard. We see guys just kind of meander through the lane with 21 seconds on the shot clock, and they're not really busting it to get open and get a shot off. That's my opinion from halfway up JPJ, or a third of the way up.
You know, I think they're moving without the basketball reasonably well, and certainly Cal Guy, if he's going to get a shot, right, he's going to have to make hard cuts because teams are trying to shut him down.
Right.
Now, the one thing that drives me a little nuts is when they throw the ball cross court and they kind of lollipop it over there
into space.
It's a strange pass.
Yeah. They made shorter passes against Notre Dame when they went the other way, didn't they? There's like two or three of those layups.
So once in a while, I'd like that pass to have a little more purpose to it, but more often than not, it works. But
the game has evolved. I mean, it's a three point shooting game now. So we think more along with it wasn't a 3-point shot, but it's. A lot of the strategy now has evolved around shooting at three-pointer because these kids, as Frank just read off on UNC Wilmington, they have kids that can shoot, and you can make a third of those shots.
Well, for this team to win this weekend, two games, they're going to have to defend like sons of guns, and Cal Guy and London Parentes are going to have to make shots.
Yeah.
That's just the bottom line.
And guys like Thompson, Darius Thompson, and Devin Hall – and Mariel Shayok.
They can help.
They've got to jump in there and help when the opportunities present themselves.
They can help, but they're not going to carry the load.
Well, but those three guys had reasonably good games against Notre Dame. It was two of them.
Yeah, the other guys didn't. So. But, maybe London with some good food, some
rest.
Some fluids and some rest, maybe he can re-energize. But, all right, we're going to head to our bottom of the hour break here. On the other side, we've got none other than the legend Barry Parkhill joining us. Stay with us. There'll be more Terry Gates as well, and we're gonna dig deeper with Barry and get his thoughts on the Wahoos at the NCAA tournament. Stay with us.